One thing many people don't like hearing is death. Some people feel that, why are we talking about death? Al-maut. When we are alive, talk about life. There has to be a balance in our life. When we talk about sunnah, we are talking about life. The sunnah method of talking to each other, our relationship with each other, how we should eat, how we should drink, how we should sleep, etc. This is life, this is living. And a person who is living the sunnah, who has practically implemented the sunnah in his life, they are doing this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That must be our intention for why we are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But death is inevitable. And why our scholars keep reminding us of this is because we need to prepare for it. We can't just be caught up in the rat race of life and in the entertainments of life. Many of that is not allowed for us. The things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we see, the things that we hear as well. So be careful of this and prepare for what is coming. Sooner than we know, we'll be gone. Islamic brothers are encouraged to visit the graveyards, the cemeteries, your family members who are there, maybe your parents or grandparents, maybe your other family members, friends that are buried. Go, visit and ponder. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I had prohibited you from visiting the graves, but now visit the graves because it causes dislike for the worldliness and reminds one of the afterlife. That's what it does. It teaches us, it shows us, that's a lesson in itself. That one day, someday, sooner than I know, I'm going to be down here in one of these graves. Who's going to visit me? Who's going to remember me? Who's going to make dua for me? Who's going to send Isa al-Thawab to me? So we need to train the next generation, train our offspring from now to send Isa al-Thawab, to make dua for our marhumeen as well, and for us to visit the graves as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.